So we're here at the bottom of Zion Amud Bet. The Gemara is asking on the third to last line, "Mi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi?" Does Rabbi Elazar really hold of this position that we're assigning to him? We said that this conclusion that we came to, the limud of Min Adam, which is that you have to separate dipping for each Hazayah, we learn from that that's a siyul of Rabbi Elazar that says shirayim be'etba psulim, that whatever's left over in your etzba is no good because it wouldn't be ra'uy the hazayah. You have to dip again to get a new hazayah. So on that, the Gemara wants to know, we also through that assumed that means that Rabbi Elazar would also believe that you can't do kabbalat adam b'shnei kelim, just like he believes that you have to do a separate dipping for each hazayah, for each sprinkling. So too, he would believe that you have to do kabbalat adam in a single kli. The Gemara wants to know, mi amar lo razor hachi v'aytmar? You have a nis chavite kohen gadol. The kohen gadol brings every day a mincha of chavite kohen gadol, which is machazida b'boker, machazida b'erev, which is a isaron solet, and shloshet lugei shemen. And then you divide that in half. Half of it's done in the morning, half of it's done at night. Rabbi Yochanan amar, eno kedusha l'chatzein, that you have to be mekadesh it as a single unit, and then only afterwards break it into two parts. Rabbi Elazar amar mitoch shekreva lechatzayin kedusha lechatzayin. Just like you can make makrevit in halves, you can also be mekadesh it in the kli in halves. So that means that you could start out in halves. Now, if Rabbi Elazar really believes that by dam you can't do it twice, or you can't split it into two different kelim, v'mita leilat midam. Why does he learn from dam? Just like by dam you can't do it into two kelim, why over here do we say not? V'chitem Rabbi Elazar milta mi milta lo gamar. So let us say that, fine, that's the din by dam. That's not the din by mincha. Two separate dinim. He learns by dam that din, by mincha he doesn't apply. He doesn't extrapolate from dam to mincha. If you say that, v'amar Rabbi Elazar, mincha shekamtza beheichal k'shera. If you take a mincha, regular mincha, and your komets, you take off the komets in the heichal, it's kasher. Why? Shekein matzinu besiluk bazichim. The removal of the bazichim from the shulchan, as we learned yesterday, that the lechem apanim and the bazichim together are like a mincha. The bazichim are the komets, and the shiareha are the lechem apanim. And when you remove the bazichim from the shulchan, that's keilu atak komets. It's as if you take a komets off of the shulchan of the lechem apanim. So there we see that's done inside the heichal. So we do see that he extrapolates dinim. He extrapolates the din of lechem apanim to the din of mincha. So over here, you should extrapolate the din of dam to the din of minchat chavite kohen gadol. Where it says, how can you compare them? Mincha me mincha yolif. When you're talking about lechem apanim, which is a type of mincha, and you're talking about the chavite kohen gadol, that's also a type of mincha. There, he was willing to extrapolate, learn one din from the other. But when it comes to mincha midam, lo yolif. When it comes to learning out from dam, he's not going to learn. He'll learn from the mincha to mincha. He's not going to learn from dam to mincha, and therefore, you'll have a different din. You'll have a din by dam that you can't do it to two kelim. You have a din over here that you can do it into two kelim by the minchat chavite kohen gadol that you can do it into two kelim. Where it says mincha mi mincha mi olif. Oh, why are you so sure? First, they bring a proof that he definitely learns out from other minachot. And where it says, are you so sure that he learns out from mincha mi mincha malif? Atanya, don't we have a braita? Ad shelo pirka nifras lachma. If before he took the bazichim off the shulchan, nifras lachma, then the lechem apanim somehow got ruined, it cracked, it broke, it's pieces of it are missing. Then alechem pasul, vein maktir alavet abazichim. The lechem is then pasul, and you cannot be maktir the bazichim. Let's just think about this in terms of a mincha. In a regular mincha, you can't take a komets off a mincha chaseira. If the mincha is missing any part of it, then you can't take the komets off. So over here by the shulchan, what's the equivalent of taking off the komets? That's the bazichim. What does it mean that the mincha is missing? If the lechem is missing anything, that's equivalent of a mincha chaseira. Just like by a mincha chaseira, you don't take off the komets, so too, by the lechem apanim, if they're missing some of the lechem, you don't take off the bazichim, and then you can't, the lechem is pasul, and the bazichim are not mukrav, aydeh mizbeach. Mishipirka, on the other hand, once he takes the bazichim off the shulchan, that means that the komets is already taken. Nifras lechma, if the lechem goes missing, a lechem pasul, u maktir alav et bazichim. Then the lechem is classified as pasul, and he is maktir the bazichim. Why? That's the next din. The next din is, what happens to shiarei mincha that are nechsarim ben hakometz laktara? If between hakometz and laktara the mincha goes missing, then the shiraim become sulim because they're chaser, but the kometz is mukrav al gav mizbech because you already took the kometz off. The kometz is already separated, so that goes on the mizbech, but the shiarei are not nitarim because they went missing. They went chasera ben hakmitza laktara. So that's equivalent over here. Before he took the bazichim off, then the lechem went missing before he got the bazichim on the mizbeach. So over here the lechem is pasul, but he is matir the bazichim. On that, Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo pirka mamash. When we're speaking about pirkat, it doesn't literally mean that he took the bazichim off the shulchan. That's not what does the comments. Ella came in damya. They don't have to actually physically take off the bazichim. You just have to reach the zman where it would be permitted to take the bazichim off. What's the time that you take off the bazichim off? Is bisha shishit bisha shviit. That's in the Gemara where it talks about Abaye Masada Sidim Racha. Over there in the list of items that are done, the lechem apanim comes out on about the 6th, 7th hour of the day. So then at that point in time, it would automatically be as if the kumis was taken off.
Shabbat.
On day of Shabbat, yeah.
So we don't say that just like this is the right time, so we could have said, okay, but theoretically it could have been also been marked with the bazichim and therefore I could take the lechem apanim. No, we don't.
No, well, because lechem apanim is still chasera ben kumis la tara. Mamash haktara, right. The kmitzah is just the theoretical kmitzah. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Vamai. Davi kmincha shechasera kodim kmitzah. Why is this any different than a mincha that is chasera before the kmitzah happens? So to hear, but before you take the bazichim off the table, there is no kometz. The kometz hasn't been taken yet. So why would you suggest there's a difference between the din of mincha and the din of lechem apanim? You see here that Rabbi Elazar differentiates between lechem apanim and mincha. If he really extrapolates from one to the other, then he should have learned the din directly from mincha. If he learns the din from mincha, then it means no kometz, no mincha. Nothing goes happening after this. I says, hello, Kasha. Let's be honest. The lechem apanim and the bazichim are different than a regular mincha. Why? In a regular mincha, you present the mincha before you take the kometz on. It's one big mixture. And then you take the kometz and separate it afterwards. Whereas by the lechem apanim, the lechem apanim and the bazichim are already separate before you start the process. True, one's the kometz, one's the shirayim. But they're already separate. You know what is the kometz from the start. That's what Gemara says. When it comes to mincha, the kometz is yet to be distinguished, taken off. Kometz didei. V'ha barir kometz dido. When it comes to lechem apanim, the kometz is already taken off. Since the kometz is already designated and we know what the kometz is, then once it reaches the period of time when it's re'uya to be taken off, we say as if it's been nikmatz at that point in time. Since the kometz sits separately, all we're waiting for is the permission, the time to do it. And this is Rashi brings down. Once you pass the 6th hour into the 7th hour, you do the bazichim. Elamiato to have a kishiraim shechasru ben kmitza lahaktara. All right. So then, what about the remaining lechem? They makterim kometz aleihem. If this is the case, then why don't they just be? Let's just make them as if they were chasru ben kmitza lahaktara. It's a case where the shirayim went missing between the kmitza lahaktara. The ein makterina kometz aleihem. That you don't bring the kometz on that. Now, truthfully, that's not just a question of Rav Elazar. That's a question on the entire mission. It says before that you do place the kometz on the mizbeach. The Gemara says la plukta ninu. It's a machloket. That is a machloket whether you put the kometz on or not. Rav Elazar savar la kimanda amar shirayim shechasru be kmitza lahaktara maktir kometz aleihem. He holds like the mandamar that when the shirayim go missing between the kmitza and the haktara, that you do allow you to put on the shirayim. Rashi over here explains why is it, but the Tana Kama says that you do put the kometz on the mizbeach, because he doesn't learn from mincha. It is perish v'kunchis lo gamrinim min mincha. Tosa says, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that it's not compared to a mincha? You could say it's compared to a mincha, you learn just like Rav Elazar. It's a machokas. And that's what he says over here. He says in Tosa's Makhtir 11 to Bazichin, he says, perish v'kunchis lo gamrinim min mincha. V'lo yalo lefarish kein. V'glaman parach min alamando mer shirayim shechasu ben kemitza laktara. Ein makhtir kometz aleim. M'shani Rav Elazar. They say it's Rav Elazar, and they say that it's the shitat, the mandomar, that you can't be maktir the kometz. So you can say the same thing over here. Gufa. Now the Gemara is going to do a bunch of gufot here. It's going to go back and rehash a lot of the things that we've seen before, which is gufa. The first one is chavite kohen gadol. Rabbi Yochanan amar inu kedusha lechatzayin. Rabbi Elazar amar mitoch shikur kreiva lechatzayin kedusha lechatzayin. So that's machloket we just saw. We just brought that to show that Rabbi Elazar doesn't seem to hold of this issue of dam. Then we said, no, dam separate from mincha. And by mincha chavitim, he believes that you can do it in two pieces, whereas by the blood, you can't do it in two pieces, or in two kelim. So now Gemara wants to know why. Amar Rav Acha, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. What is the source? What's the shita? What's the source of Rabbi Yochanan? Amar Kra. The pasuk says, mincha, and then it says, machatzita. Mincha tamid, machatzita baboker, machatzita b'erif. So when it says machatzita, what is that modifying? Hevi mincha, it says bring the mincha tamid, v'acha kachotzeu, and then split it. Meitavei chavite kohen gadol lo hayu ba'ot chatzayin, ela mevi saron shalem. It comes to the chavite kohen gadol, you don't bring it in two parts. Ela mevi saron shalem, you bring it as a single saron, v'chotzeu, and then you divide it. V'tanya, ilu ne'amar mincha machatzit, hayti omer, v'hazed mincha machatzit, not machatzita, but machatzit, hayti omer, that it was a noun phrase, mevi chatzit saron, mi beito, shachrit, u'makriv, v'chatzit saron, mi beito arvit, makriv. Because it would have been a noun phrase called mincha machatzit, the half mincha. But that's not what it says. Rather, it says, Tamalomer machatzita baboker, meaning that it's modifying. It says it's a mincha. And then it says, you shall bring machatzita, machatzit shela, machatzit of that whole mincha that you brought before, that you should bring on the, put on the mizbeach. So you bring a whole mincha, and then only later do you split it off. Meksa, bishalem hu mevi. So what, how does Rabbi Elazar deal with this? I have two braitot that are explicit that he brings the whole mincha, and then only afterwards breaks it up. So where's Rabbi Elazar? What's the answer, Rabbi Elazar? The mitzvah. That's the chatchila. En ochanami, the chatchila, mitzvah min amufchar, that's what you should do. But I'm saying, b'diavad, if you split it into two kelim, it's not a problematic. Some of the Rav Gviya, mi beikatil, the Rav Ashi, can that really be an answer? Vachuka ktivba, it says chakolam. By the mincha, chavitin, it says chakolam, and we know whenever it says chukah means le'akev. That means it can't just be mitzvah min amufka, it can't just be lechatchil, it means le'akev. Amalei lo nitzucha ela lehavia shalem mi beito. No, the din that it's ma'akev is that you have to bring it shalem mi beito. You have to bring a full isaron, you have to bring the shloshu lugei shemen from his house, the kohen gadol brings that. That has to be shalem. Once it gets to the mikdash, he can split it up into two kelim if he wants. He doesn't have to be makdishit in one kli, but he has to bring him in beito in one piece. Umiya Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Yochanan ever say such a thing? I mean, does Rabbi Yochanan really believe that enu kedusha lechatzayin? Vayitmar. Ifrish chatzi yitzaron v'dato lasif. A person who brings a chatzi yitzaron to be a mincha and he wants to add to it. Rav amar enu kadosh. Rav says, it's nothing. Yochanan amar kadosh, it is kadosh. Because the minimum mincha that you can bring in the mikdash is an yitzaron. So here, if you bring chatzi yitzaron, you're missing. You don't have a minimum mincha. You haven't crossed the threshold for a minimum mincha. Therefore, Rav says, you have a chatzi yitzaron, it's gornished, it's nothing. Yochanan says, no. Since you intend to expand it to an Yisaron, then the first Chatzi Yisaron is already Kadosh. Bimito. If Rabbi Yochanan really holds over here that you can't split up the Mincha, Leilif Mechavitin. Why don't we extrapolate the Din from Mechavitin, which says you can't split up the Mincha, and say over here too, how could you have a Chatzi Yisaron and a Chatzi Yisaron? It shouldn't work over here also.
Vichi Teima. Because there it says Chokolam.
No, but that's not, his reasoning is me Machatzita. He learns out of Din by Mincha. If we learn from one Mincha to the other, that's what we're saying all along here. Can you learn the Din of the Mincha, regular Mincha, and the Din of the Chavitin. So vechitema, you're going to say Yochanan milto milto lo yoliv. Yochanan doesn't do that. He doesn't learn the din of a regular mincha from the mincha chavitim. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan shlamim sheshachtan beheichal kasherim? If you shech shlamim in the heichal, you're kasher. Why? Dichti b'shachato petach ol moed. That you shecht it in the door of the ol moed. Wait a minute. If it says the whole reason v'shachato petach ol moed in the azara, you have to do it petach ol moed. It has to be in reference to the ol moed. Then certainly, if you do it in the ol moed itself, that should be great. That should be fine. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is willing to extrapolate the fact that since you do a shechita outside, you do it inside. So why not over here too? Let him extrapolate from the minchat chavitin to the regular mincha. The answer is simple because Rabbi Yochanan said what his reasoning was. The tola asif shiny. It's different. In the case of the minchat chavitin, if you're mekadesh it as two separate yisronim, you never intend to mix them together to make them into a single yisaron. You have a chatz yisaron here, a chatz yisaron there, and you make it into two kelim because you're going to be makrivit that way. By the case of the chatz yisaron, when he brings it, there he's intending to add to that chatz yisaron to make it to a full yisaron. That's why it's kodesh. So that's what dato lo sif shiny. There's a big difference. The tanya leim ein leim elish leim. It says by the nisiim when it says that they brought leim solet shnei leim solet. They brought it full of solet. So what does a mileim solet mean? Ela shlemim. They have to be full. They have to be whole. V'amar Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi on that says, Ematai, b'zman she'enu todo lo'osif. That's only if he doesn't intend to fill it up totally. Ava b'zman she'enu lo'osif, rishon rishon kadosh. That if you intend to fill it to its top, then as long as you bring along the way, and you say, I'm going to continue to fill it until I get to the top, then it's kadosh as each piece goes into the kli sharet. So therefore you do have this idea that dato lo'osif is shiny. There's a difference between dato lo'osif then to the basic din. Here you have a din of mileim shlemim. They have to be shalem. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says, you have the ability could be mekadesh in pieces as long as you intend to bring it to the full amount. V'rav b'chavitin keman svirle. Who does Rav hold when it comes to the chavitin? Rav said, enu kadosh. When you have a chatzi yisaron, it's not kadosh, even if you intend to expand them on it. So the Rav, the gavei chavitin, who does he hold like? Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar? Right? V'ikir Rabbi Elazar, if he holds like Rabbi Elazar, leilef mechavitin. If Rabbi Elazar says b'chavitin, you can do half-half, then by mincha you should be able to do it also. V'chitim, Rav milta milta lo yoliv. If you want to suggest that Rav won't learn, won't extrapolate from minchat chavitin to regular minachot, v'amar Rav. Rav says, mincha kdosha b'lo shemen, shekein matzinu melechem apanim. If you bring a mincha and put it into a kli sharet, even without shemen, it's kadosh. Because we find such a mincha in the mikdash, that's the lechem apanim, will come without shemen. B'lo livona, if you bring a mincha without livona, it's still nitkadesh in the kli sharet, shekein matzinu minchat nisachim. The minchat nisachim comes with shemen and solit, but it comes without livona. Below shemen or below vinana, if you bring a mincha without shemen or vinana, it's still nitkadesh in the klisha reit. Shkein matzino mitchat chote. Mitchat chote does not have ein ba shemen or ein ba levona. There's nothing in there. It's dry. It's a minchat chareiva. So you see there's such a case. So the klisha reit will mekadesh it. So al korchacha, it must be that Rab ki Rabbi Yochanan svirle. Rab has to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan who says that by minchat chavitin, that you must do it in one shot, then by the regular mincha, Rav extrapolates and says, just like the chavitin has to be in one, so too by the regular mincha, it's all going to be in one shot. You can't do it in piecemeal. And even if your intent is to be mosif later on, you can't do that. You must do it in a full shot in the first place. So now the Gemara is going to go gufa. The Gemara is going to go back again. The Gemara is going to do a lot of this today. It's going to go gufa and go back to a previous statement. Gufa, Amar Rav. Mincha kdosha b'lo shemen. Why is it mincha kdosha b'lo shemen? Shkeim atzin b'lechem apanim. That you can do lechem apanim. You have a mincha that does no shemen involved with it. B'lo levona. Shkeim atzin b'mincha nesachim. By nesachim you have shemen and solit. You don't have levona. And yet it's nitkadesh in the klisha reit. B'lo shemen levona. If you bring it without shem, without levona, it's nitkadesh in the klisha reit. Because you have such a mincha in the mikdash called the minchat chode, the minchat chariva. This shemen v'lovona kochi high below high, b'high below high. How do you know that shemen and lovona then can be independently nitkadesh? If you don't put them into the, with the mincha of the solid, how do they come independently? Yes, shemen shekein matzino below shemen shel mitzora. Because we find shemen is nitkadesh v'atzma in the case of mitzora, who has to bring a long shemen by itself. So we find that the klisha reit work to be mitkadesh shemen without anything else in it. Livona shekein matzino b'lovona ba'ba bezichim. The bezichim that go on the table of the shulchan. Of the lechem apanim, those are basichim alone, and they're nitkadesh by themselves. So each one of these items can be placed into kli sharet and be nitkadesh, even though they need all the pieces to make up the mincha. So you can do each piece separately, and that's what the din of Rav is. V'Rav Chanina Amar, Rav Chanina says, lo zu kdosha b'lo zu, v'lo zu kdosha b'lo zu, that all the menachot require shemen and levona, and therefore the kli sharet is not mekadesh them unless all of them are together. You need solit, shemen, and levona. Otherwise, it's not mekadesh the mincha. You need all of them to be together. To be classified as a mincha. If it's classified as a mincha, then the kli sharet works on it. If it's not a mincha, then the kli sharet doesn't work on it.
On the shulchan, that's when the kiddush happens.
No, no, the kiddush is when it's placed into a kli sharet. The bazichim are kli sharet.
So then how, according to Rabbi Chanina, are they together?
Rabbi Chanina doesn't disagree with the other cases. He agrees by lo shemen and mitzvah, it comes alone. The shem comes alone, but that's because that's what the din is there. By mincha, the din is not to bring them separately. The din is to bring them together. Therefore, the klisha reit only works to be mekadesh them when you do it right. Rav is saying, even when you do it wrong, I'm using these other examples to show you that a klisha reit can function to be mekadesh items independently. Chanina says, no. If you do it the way you're supposed to, it's mekadesh. So by lo shemen shel mitzvah, that's the way you do it. By zichin shel levona, that's the way it's done. Therefore, it's mekadesh it. By mincha, that's not the way you do it, so it's not mekadesh it. So where it says, Ulu Rabbi Chanina Yisrael Namanish Pshach. According to Rabbi Chanina, why in the Mikdash do you need the measurement of an Isaron? Because what do you bring in the Mikdash? When you bring the Mincha, a Mincha is made out of an Isaron Solet. Isaron Solet plus Shemen plus Livona. Well, guess what? A Kli that besides the Kli is an Isaron won't hold the Mincha. So what do you need an Isaron for in the Mikdash? What's the purpose of having that measurement? Where it says, the Minchat Choteh. Because you do have a Mincha that comes without Shemen and Livona, that's exactly an Isaron, and that's the Minchat Choteh, a dry Mincha, Mincha Chareva. According to Rabbi Chanina, why do you need the measurement of a log? Because you can't be mekadesh the shemen by itself. The shemen has to be nitkadesh along with the solet and the levona. The answer is easy: is log shel mitzora. You have an instance where you'll need the log independent, and that's where the log shemen of the mitzora. So that's what we just explained before. Rabbi Chanina doesn't disagree with the cases where you're doing it correctly. That it's nitkadesh. The shemen is nitkadesh when it's the log shemen shel mitzora, and the levona is nitkadesh when it's the bazichim. Just when it's a mincha, it doesn't work that way. Shmuel also holds like this position of Rav, Ditnan. Because we have a Mishnah. This is a Gemara we saw in Zvachim, a Mishnah we saw in Zvachim. Kli lach, mikachim et alach, umidat ayavesh, mikachim et ayavesh. Utensils, kelim, that are used for liquids, are mekadesh liquids. Dry measurements are mekadesh the dry goods. Ve'en kli lach mekadeshin et yavesh, and a kli lach cannot be mekadesh dry goods. Ve'lo midat yavesh mekadeshim et lach, and dry measurements cannot be mekadesh liquids. So just to note, we said this when we did it in Tzvachim. Here the Mishnah distinguishes between kli lach and midot yavesh. Why is it called a lach klilim and the midot by the yavesh? Rashi explains in Tzvachim. What does he do? Perish the kama kelim hayu miuchadim lach she'ena midot. There were kelim that were used in the liquids that were not measurements. So that's why it uses the word kelim. This is the word kelim because you have certain clay lach that are used as measurements, but you also have clay lach like the mizrakot and the ka'arot that were not a fixed size. They were just used for kabbalat adam. They don't have a measurement in them. They just did the kabbalat adam inside of them. So these are kelim for liquids that are not exact size. That is not true by yavesh. By yavesh, there were only two midot, two measurements. There's a chati saron and isaron. That's the only two dry good measurements you had in the mikdash. So since only kelim that you had for dry goods were measurements, the Mishnah calls them midot ha-yavesh. Whereas by lach, since there's some of them that are measuring cups, or measuring units, and some of them are just stam kelim for the lach, therefore it calls them kelim and not midot. That was Rashi's explanation. Tosafot in Zvachim, and also over here, gives an alternative explanation. He says the difference between lach and yavesh is that by lach, you only can go to the top of the kli. You can't pile it up on top of the kli. Whereas by yavesh, you can do it gadush. You can pile it up, you can heap it up on top of the kli. So therefore, by the yavesh, they are called midot yavesh because they're like every other midah that you're able to heap on top of them. Lach, which is limited to the kli itself, they're called kelim. And that's why Tosfos explains the difference. Now, Shmuel on this Mishnah says a modification or qualification. It's only true when you're dealing with measurements. When you're dealing with liquid measurements or dry measurements, dry measurements can't be mekadesh liquids, and liquid measurements can't be mekadesh yavesh, dry goods. But when it comes to mizrakot, which we just mentioned in Tosfos, there are, like Rashi said, there are certain utensils that don't have a measurement to them, like the mizrakot. They're intended for the use with the liquids. Nevertheless, if a yavesh good goes in there, they're mekadesh them. Shenemar, how do I know that? Because it says, Shnehem mileim mesolet b'lulav b'shemen. When it comes to the nisiim bringing their korban, it says there that they brought Shnehem mileim solet b'lulav b'shemen. They brought these kelim full of solet b'lulav b'shemen. They brought these items mileim b'shemen, the mincha. Oh, samalei ravacha midifti ravina. Mincha lochehi. That's what he says. Right, Rav Acha Midifti says, Tzvi, you're right. Isn't this a mincha lacha? How do you know it's lacha? Because there's shemen in it. You only need it for the yavesh aspect of it. As Rashi says over here, what's the yavesh ba? The parts where the shemen didn't get to it. There's certain parts where the shemen doesn't get to. When that parts, those parts are mekadesh the solet, even though there's no shemen in it. So it's considered to be a dry good. And the vi'i ba'itema, if you skip the parentheses, go down, vi'i ba'itema, mincha l'gabei dam ki yavesh dami. Let's think about liquids come in different types of viscosities. You have dam, which is extremely liquid. Then you have solet mixed with shemen, which is basically a kneaded dough. Over there, that's liquidy, but it's not a liquid. The gabay, in reference to a liquid like dam, that looks much more like a davar yavesh. True, to a dry good, it looks a little bit more moist. But to a really liquid item, it looks like it's a dry good. Same thing that we have, same din. I mentioned this when we did this in Zvachim, the gabay Shabbos. There's ein bishul achar bishul, but davar yavesh. But there is the bishul achar bishul by davar lach. What's classified as a davar lach? What's classified as a davar yavesh? A similar type of idea here, that there's a spectrum between lach and yavesh. It's not simply there's liquids and yavesh, but there's a gray area where you have those that go in the middle, and this is one of those items. Now, what was the proof that Shmuel holds like Rav? Rav just said, now we know that Shmuel holds like Rav. Where was the proof that Shmuel held like Rav? So Rashi says over here, Almo, that we must learn from this, that it lay Shmuel, the klisharei mekadshim solet b'lei shemen. The fact that the answer in Shmuel was, this is not a dry good, this is a liquid. What was the answer? It's mekadesh, the dry part of it. Mekadesh et a yavesh sheba. So Rashi shows, from there you see, that it's mekadesh a yavesh sheba, that the klisharei works to be mekadesh solet, even without shemen. And that's what we're trying to prove, that Rav has. Just like Rav said before, you can mekadesh solet without shemen. So it's over here, the solet that didn't mix with the shemen, that's mekadesh and klisharei. So you see that solet is mekadesh without shemen. That was the answer. Tosfos gives alternatives to that. You don't like so much Rashi's explanation. So here, he brings down the conscious, and then he prays Rabbeinu Shmuel. So his grandson, the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, gives an alternative. Didayik mi de savar. Says, the mizrakot mekadshin she'enu ra'u la'kemo mincha. The mizrakot are able to mekadesh something that's not ro'i for it, like a mincha. Because it could be nitkadesh in another kli, dainu bisa. Av minchat tzoud nitkadesh below shemen ulvana, av bishen ruuyah lekli zeh, ho nitkadesh bekli acher, kon minchat chote. The Rebbeinu Shmuel suggests over here that this is just an example. It's an example that kelim in the mikdash work on items that could be nitkadesh aydeh another kli. A mincha should have ended up in a bisa. Instead, he put it into a mizrak, and you see from Shmuel it works, and it's nitkadeshet. So what do you see from here? Even though it's not the right kli for a mincha, it still works. Why does it work? Because a mincha would be kadosh. It was done in the proper kli, in the bisa. So he says, same thing over here, just like by Rav. Solit by itself is nitkadesh kli sharet. Why? Because solit by itself in another instance would be nitkadesh. That's for a minchat choteh. So there are times, even though this isn't the right kli for this mincha, nevertheless, there are minachot that are nitkadesh besolit in a kli by itself. So over here, the kli will work. So even when you use the wrong kli, it works. That's how you, from Shmuel, to say that he holds like Rav. That's one answer. The next answer, ve'odiyesh lefaresh, the daika shas, v'damar Shmuel, mizrakot nekachim. When Shmuel comes along and says the Mizrakot are Mikadshim, he doesn't define what they are Mikadesh. He doesn't say specifically Minachot and Nisachim, finished items. That are written in that puzzle. Shema Minah. Tafilim Minchat Chote Kamar. Tafilim Milta Mi Milta Makshina and Mizrak Vikara. Mashin Roy Lehem. Ho Veroy Lechol Echad. Kol Shukain. Zeaklish Mikadesh Mashuil Leot Bitocho. So over here, just like this Kli works, even on items that are not finished items. It's not a mincha, it's not a nesachim, even solit will work on here. So that's what Shmuel indicates by the language it uses. He says that the mizrakot mikadshin. It says mikadshin, period. It doesn't say mikadshin specific items, it says anything it's mikadesh. That shows you that it's mikadesh anything. So too, just like over there, we see that the mizrak can be mikadesh, anything that comes in, as long as it was ri'uya to be nitkadesh. So too over here, the solit will be nitkadesh in the kli, because it is ri'uya to the hitkadesh. And the last possibility Tosus says, how do we know from Shmuel from Rav? But the very the daik the olive Shmuel dorot misha'a minisiim koshken yofina and mimilto mimilto kirav. If Shmuel is willing to learn from the nisiim, was a horat sha'a, it was a one-time thing, and the dorot he's willing to learn out of din from the nisiim, then certainly by like Rav he'll learn milto mimilto. He'll learn out like Rav from the nachot that are kodesh below shemen, that a mincha even with shemen will be kadosh without the shemen. He's willing to extrapolate from Sha'at to Dorot, and certainly he's willing to extrapolate between different menachot, or between different instances where these items can stand alone, therefore they will work, even when they are not alone. Now the Gemara does another Gufa. Gufa Amar Abalazim min chashik kamsa ve'echal k'shera. This goes back to what we said at the beginning of today's daf. Rabbi Elazar says that a mincha that you did the kmitza and a heichal is good because that's the equivalent of the kmitza that's done on the lechem apanim. That's the siluk abazichim from the shulchan. That's done inside the heichal. Meitiv Rabbi Yirmiyah v'kamatz misham. The pasuk says v'kamatz misham imakom shiragli azar omdot. We learned from v'kamatz misham means that you do it in the place that a zar can walk. Where's the place a zar can walk? That's even makom jisad ragli Yisrael. What do we learn from that? We learn from that that the mincha does not require a phone. Be done anywhere in the Azara. But over there you see it, it says, Mikamatz Misham, Sham in the Azara. Doesn't tell you you can go anywhere you want, can't go into the Echal. Ben Betero Omer Minayin Shim Kamatz Bismol Shiachzir Yikmotz Biyamin. How do I know if you do with your left hand, you go put it back in and do it with your right hand? Tamalomer Kamatz Misham. Mimakom Shikamatz Kvar. Kamatz Misham means from the place that you already took the Komets off, you return it to there and you take off a new Komets. Ben Betero is not relevant to us, it's just the end of the statement, end of the Breita. So, Ikadarme, how do we answer up this problem? That Mikamatz Misham says that it's in the Azara, and you're saying that in the Echal it's Kasher according to Rabbi. Some say that he asked the question, he raised the question, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he answered himself. Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Tachlifa, the Rabbi Yaakov answered, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Tachlifa, Sabar lach, I'll explain it to you. Lo nitzuchel lahakshir kol azara kula. This is the only reason you become a Misham, comes to matir the entire azara. Umincha kodshei kodoshim. Mincha is a kodshei kodoshim. And I would have thought, because Shalom Tomar, Hoil ve'ola kodshei kodeshim, a mincha kodshei kodeshim, just like an ola is kodshei kodeshim, and a mincha is kodshei kodeshim. Ma ola tunat zafon, af mincha tunat zafon. Just like the ola requires zafon, so do the mincha. Where it says you can't learn out of ola because ola has a chumra, shekein kalil. It goes entirely on the mizbeach. Me chatat, so we'll learn out of chatat. Not the chatat that it done in the zafon, so to mincha it's kodshei kodeshim done in the zafon, so to mincha it's kodshei kodeshim should be done in the zafon. Ki chatat you can't do shekein mechaperet al chavei kritot. It has a unique status in it, so you can't learn out from the chatat to the mincha, because the chatat has this unique tzad to it, which makes it a chamur, which is that it's mechaper on shogegei chayvei kritut. So fine, we'll learn out of Hashem. Hashem again, Hashem is Kodesh Kodeshim, then in the Tzafon, so to the Mincha. Mala Hashem Shkeminei Damim. If you can distinguish between the Hashem and the Mincha, that the Hashem is Dam. Dam is the Iker Mechaper. So Hashem has a Chumrah that the Mincha doesn't have. The Gemara says that once you get there, Mikulu Nami Shkeminei Damim. You can't learn out of any of them. You can't learn all of them together, because they have a Tzadah Shabbat Shabbat that they're a Damim. And you can't learn any of them, because they're all Damim. The same reason that you can't learn by Hashem, you can also apply to Allah, and you can apply to a Chatat. Ella, Itzrich. I still need the Pasuk to teach me this. The Sachadat Chamina Ho Viktiv, because it says, Vihikrivah Al-Kohen Vigishalam Izbeach. By the Mincha, it says the Kohen will bring it and touch it to the Kerben Dromit Maravit. He comes and brings it up to the Mizbeach and touches it, Vekamatz. And right afterwards, it gives you the verb of kmitza. So what I would have thought, mahagasha bekerem jomit maravit, just like the hagasha is done on the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, of kmitza nami, since the juxtaposition of the hagasha to the kmitza, maybe I would require the kmitza also, bekerem jomit maravit. Kamash lohan, the puzzle comes to meet me, bekamatz mi sham. Bimakom, shiraglei Israel olchim, goes from anywhere in the Azara, is permitted for the quote-unquote shkita, or the kmitza of the mincha. Gufa. Now we're going back to Rabbi Yochanan. This is again a sugya we did in Zvachim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shlamim sheshachtam eichal ksherim. Shlamim that you shecht an eichal is kasher. Shinemar, because it says v'shachato petachol moed. V'lo yei tafel chamor min yikar. Why should the tafel be more chamor than yikar? If you're trying to do a petachol moed in the Azara, you have a demand to be in place where you have a direct vision of the petachol moed. Then, of course, if you do it in the moed itself, that should be just as good or even better. So, is that really true? Rabbi Yehuda ben Matiro, Omer Minayin, Shem Hikifu Ovedei Chachamim, Et Azarash Kohanim Nechnasim Leichav, Ochlim, Mikodshei Kodashim, Vesherim Menachot. If they have a siege, there's a siege around the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim want to eat their Kodshim, but they can't sit out in the Azarah because it's an open roof, and the archers are shooting, and the Abnei Busterot, the catapults, are shooting rocks into the Azarah, they can't sit there, so they want to go into a place that's protected, they go into Eichal, and they sit there and they eat their Kodashim. How do you know that? Things that are kodesh kodeshim that they eat in the Azara. Tamalomar, but kodesh hakodeshim tochlenu. It says in the pasuk in Korach when it's describing all the matnot kuna, it says bekodesh hakodeshim tochlenu that you should eat it even in the kodesh hakodeshim. Mashma that even the heichal you can consume it. Va'alamalikra. Why do I need a pasuk over there? Say the same shita, the same logic that Rabbi Yochanan used the gavel shlamim. Let's apply it to the mincha. Lema b'chatzer omoed yochlua. V'lo yitafel chamur min yikar. We know that it says by the mincha that he's allowed to eat it b'chatzer omoed yochlua. They can eat it in the chatzer omoed. So lo yitafel chamur min yikar. If you can eat in the chatzer omoed, certainly you can eat in the omoed itself. It calls it the chatzer omoed. So my answer is up the same way it did in Zvachim. Avodah. When you're talking about avodah, like the shlamim, the shkita, the shlamim, that dam oved b'makom rabo, a person does work in front of their rebbe, in front of their adon, in front of their master. Amrin and shlo yitafel chamor min yikar. Then you can apply the din of tafel lo yeh chamor min yikar, and you can do something in the heichal. It's appropriate for you to do work or do avodah inside of the heichal. On the other hand, when it comes to achila, shein adam ochel b'makom rabo, in terms of etiquette, an eved does not eat in front of his rebbe, in front of his adon. It's not permitted. They don't sit at the same shulchan. So ta'ima dichrov kra. That's why I need the pasuk. Halok tov kra lo yitafel chamor yikar lo aminan. Had I not had the pasuk, I would not have applied that din that Rabbi Yochanan has by the shlamim to overhear by them in eating, because eating is different than avoda. By avoda, I can extrapolate the din. I can say if it works outside, it works inside, because we're talking about avoda, which is permissible to do in front of the master, so too in front of Hashem. In the Kodesh, which is Lifnim, and in front of Hashem, it'll be permissible to do it over there. That's not true when it comes to the Kodshei Kodeshim that are Nechalim. By the Kodshei Kodeshim, Nechalim, Enochanami, it's referenced to Chatzer Omoed, it's referencing the Omoed. Nevertheless, you can't go into the Moed and eat, because it's inappropriate to eat before the Adon. It's inappropriate to eat before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we have a Gzeir HaKatuv, we have a Pasuk that teaches us, yes, you can eat in the Eichal. It's an emergency. If there's necessity, you can eat in the Eichal, even though we can't make a logical argument to that. Okay, we'll stop over here.